With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. Excuse me. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, not only innovative in technology and customer service and so easy to set up and use. I think a five-year-old could do it. I would not recommend it. It's not super safe, but it is a safe machine, but I wouldn't have a five-year-old using it. I don't think they could get it over the net. Mention Coach Unplugged and they could give you $400 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I started teachhoops.com because I was a high school coach. I wish this had been out there for me. You know, I've won at the highest level. We've won multiple state titles. We've been nationally ranked. But I wanted to share things that I thought would be helpful for a high school basketball coach or youth basketball coach, a college basketball coach. And that's why I started teachhoops.com, to make you a better basketball coach. And that's why we do one-on-one calls and office hours, and why I give a 14-day free trial, because I want to help you. And if you only need 14 days, go kick the tires. Maybe that's all you need. But anyway, go over and check it out, and let's head off to the podcast.
Going to do defensively. We've always been just a really conservative gap help team.
Yep. Oh, and, so you play pack or gap?
Just gap.
Okay.
Yeah, just gap. And we've tried to start evolving to where we're forcing the ball a certain direction, mainly to the sides and to the baseline.
Okay.
And preferably not giving up the baseline, the great. And so what we found is that we just became really, we're just not a very disruptive team defensively. We can stop average teams, but good teams, we just don't do anything to disrupt what they want to do.
Okay.
So this year we thought we would extend out, defensively, so a little bit more in the passing lane, so closing, we're still in the gap area, but we're just closing the line,
closing
with a hand in the passing lane, just disrupting, you know, first passes in offense,
yep,
trying to make it harder to get into offense, and then still trying to force to the sides.
Okay. It's either side is okay.
Either side, yeah.
Okay.
Either side. We switch everything.
I think that at the high school, that's the best way to do it. Go ahead. Yeah.
I just don't see any other way of doing it. It just seems like,
no, here's the issue with that too. It's like, how often do you really get exploited? Like with a big on a small or a small, it doesn't happen in height. It just doesn't happen. They're not good enough. It just doesn't. Yeah. I think switch everything, you know why? Because it allows us to have time to work on other things. Like, Yeah. I love that. Okay.
So I guess ultimately where we're at right now my question was, is that the direction we want to go as far as getting up in passing lanes more to be a little
like
more distracted?
I like shuttling to the short corner. Now, there is the jump out of bounds, pass to the opposite corner thing that they do in the NBA a little bit. But I have not seen that really done effectively for most teams.
Yeah.
So I like shoving down there, and I like trapping, because if you trap there's really no, the spots that they have to pass from when you get them down to that short corner, as long as you're covering the low block, is limited, because it's a really hard pass backwards.
Yeah.
So they got to pass up. And that's why when we, you know, we give it a number, but when we do that and funnel to the baseline, if they get them to the short corner, which happens, I'm just trying to think, probably 20% of the time, maybe, then we'll trap that. We're coming at you.
So you're trapping that with your help defender.
Yes.
Along the baseline. Because obviously he's got to rotate over anyway to be helping.
He does. And he's coming there to slow him anyway, because you don't want him to make the turn. And you've got the defender on you got the line on the floor, which is a defender.
Yeah.
So, you know, there aren't a lot of kids that can get there. As long as they're funneling them properly, it's a relatively easy funnel. And kids will think it's open. Like, we want them to think it's open in some respects.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when we're funneling that way, the gap's there, but we want them to, like, because a kid sees that lane and they're going to take it.
Well, it's interesting. We laugh. We make fun of our kids all the time, because that's what other teams do to us.
Right.
And I stop telling them, there's nothing happening on the baseline.
Nothing.
They're giving you that because it's easy to get there, because that's where they want you to go.
Right.
About them on offense, because they always take it, but defensively we've had a hard time getting them
right to, so like, think about think, and they're going really fast,
yeah,
because they think they're getting to the rim. So what, and it's a stats teacher in me, what happens is, I think the decision, it's not like up at the elbow or on the wing where they have space and they have a little bit more time. Down there, they have to make their decisions faster, and when that happens, good things happen for the defense, not good things for the guy dribbling.
So when you go trap the short corner ish, then do you deny the ball coming back out?
We're worried about the rim at that point too. So that opposite, yeah. So the opposite guy's got to come across and protect the paint area.
But the guy coming from where the ball came from, if they're to pass back out, say to the corner,
whoever's the closest will try to take the, it's, think about that pass though. Let's say they're going down the left side and they're dribbling and they get trapped. To pass right behind you is virtually an impossible pass.
Yeah.
Unless their footwork is really good and they know how to stop, pivot, and kick out, which is something we've started actually working on recently, because it's an opening that people aren't defending well. But I would say 99% of high school kids, if they drive down there, they're looking, let's say you drive down the left side, they're looking right. They're looking elbow right, wing right, or they're looking block. They're not looking where they came from.
Gotcha.
I mean, think about all the high school games you've seen. How often has a kid really kicked it behind them to where they came from?
Rarely.
I mean, I can count it on one hand probably from last year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we leave that open because they're not thinking that way. And the trapper is funneling them that way. So the trapper's kind of there to take that away. So they don't think it's there.
Is that just something that you do, that that's just part of your defense, or do you have
it? It is, because kids won't go there that often. So when we get them to the short corner, we're trapping it.
That's just a non-negotiable.
Because think of, it's like what I refer to it as, and my coaches and I have talked about this too, is sometimes we're not going to get the trap, so that's fine, but we just don't want to let them get to the rim. But think about, like, all traps, all presses, all things like that. Where are you trying to get them? You're trying to get them in bad situations like corners, where you have defenders. Well, here you basically have three defenders. You have the baseline and the two guys trapping. They're not going anywhere. Like, it is that it's like one of the sweet spots as far as trapping, I think.
Yeah.
Because they're behind the rim, they're behind the backboard if it's really short corner.
Yeah.
So they're really limited. It's almost like we've run some 1-3-1. It's almost like that corner in the 1-3-1. Like there's only so many spots you can pass this to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that I guess my other question was the trap on the baseline, that's a good addition for what we're doing. Is there anything else you would recommend doing as far as forcing to a side, funneling to a side? Is that asking too much?
Have you forced the side before?
We started last year.
Okay. And how did it go?
Okay. For the most part, the challenge we had was, I guess the biggest challenge was guys not understanding the proper angle, either opening up too much and giving them too much lane, yes. too much, yes. you know,
it's a geometry person in me, yes. again. It's that it's like, if you give them too much, they're going to get, I'm going to turn on you and then you're going to be on my butt and you're done. Like as a former player, like if I turned and I got you on my butt, you're done. Cause you're on my back at that point. You're not doing anything to me. So it's that. Yes. So that the reason I asked the question was,
hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It takes a lot of pride. It's got to be like you got to do it, and you have to do it and do it and do it. And they have to just know that's what we're going to do. So that's why it's probably 40% when we started it. Now it's 20% because people know not to go there that we're playing, which is fine. Great. We've just taken that. We've eliminated that from you. So we're basically trying to keep you. We also try to keep people on the sides of the court.
We've talked about that. We haven't. And so what, how do you, what's your,
and that works into this. Like if we try, if they're on the left, we're just going to try to keep you over here on the left as much as you can. And that's where we'll turn off the trap and we'll force left or we'll force right. And we'll just say, we're not going to let you reverse the ball to the other side. We're going to let you keep you over here. We refer to it outside the volleyball lines. So most courts have a volleyball court. We just try to keep you out of that. And we're literally going to funnel you down there. And then we don't want to necessarily trap when we get down there. We'll just stop you and then recover. That takes even more work than what we're talking about. The trap actually is easier to do than to keep on one side. But that's something you could add to the arsenal. If this works well, that's something you could definitely add to the arsenal. But what I have found, and we've only done this for like 4 or 5 years, the trapping it, and we've added it to a zone, like a matchup zone, which is actually easier to do out of the matchup. But it takes practice. Even, you know, you'll have 3 of the 5 guys doing it. Well, that doesn't work.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's a little counterintuitive for some of them. You know, it works against what they like. Ooh, what am I supposed to, I go, you're literally supposed to push, let them go that way. Like that's, and then what you were talking about is what they do is they open up too much and then they turn the corner and you're not pushing. It's that funnel. And that's where video comes in really well. If you have a scrimmage or you do it against each other, where you can stop the film and go, wait, you opened up to, look how he turned there. Look how he like, so you can talk about the court. It's easier for them sometimes to see on film than it is to actually when they're doing it in person. But
yeah. So those are good. And then the other thing is, as far as our positioning, when we're in gap, one pass away.
Yep.
We're just trying to challenge the pass a little bit. We're not denying the guy the ball necessarily. We're not overplaying. We're trying not to overplay. We're just trying to make that pass more difficult. Is that?
Yes.
Sound.
Yes, that's exactly what. Yes. And how are your closeouts?
We work a lot on those. We do okay on those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just as long as your closeouts and the thing with this is you don't tend to get on the pushing baseline. Very rarely are they turning that corner and scoring on you. So it even if the double doesn't happen, the kick out three to the opposite side, if that happens, then those guys just got to get out there. But no, I think, yeah, if you're gapping it, not packing it, that's exactly the way I would do. I mean, it's just, again, it's the activity off the ball that's the key to that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And if you have a secret sauce for that, I'd love to know. Yeah, because exactly.
So the other thing we were thinking of adding to this is we've messed around with the 2-2-1, and we've played it both ways. We've played it somewhat soft and conservative and kept everything in front, and we've played ultra aggressive. Ultra aggressive hasn't been the most effective for us, mainly keeping everything in front of us and dictating the tempo more has been more beneficial. I thought,
I love that. I love the 2-2-1 at the end of like last 3 minutes and we're up six.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take some time off the clock too. I love that. It's a much easier passive than it is aggressive. I would agree.
Yeah.
And how are you getting burned when you're being aggressive?
Typically we wouldn't have, well,
You must have the one guy coming up and being your steal guy then of the 2-2-1.
Well, we would get decent ball pressure in the back, but we just never had good guys that would stop the pass to the middle on the second level.
Yeah, it's the pass to the middle. That, I mean, literally, it's like just, they're on strings. Yes.
Yeah. And no matter how much we did it, it just we never really got enough out of it as far as baskets to do it. So I just felt like we were just
right. And sometimes you got to think about presses as, and we were talking about this last night on our T-Tubes coaching call is, and this is what I'm going to do this year, is sometimes I do that stuff just to change momentum.
Yeah.
Just to change pacing. Like maybe a team's scoring on you and you just want to change pace just enough that it messes them up. Like, Coach last night was talking about Shaka Smart. Well, he'd go for 30 minutes of pressing and then he'd go to a zone and it would just throw teams off. And I saw it in the Maryland Wisconsin game the other day. Maryland played like 4 minutes of a zone and it threw Wisconsin off the whole game. Like it just threw them off because they didn't know what to do for those 4 minutes. And it was enough for Maryland to get the lead and win the game. Mm-hmm. So that's where I think, don't think about it in terms of steals. Sometimes it can be just a change of pace.
Yeah.
Do you fall from that 2-2-1 back to man?
That's what I want to do this year. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a good communication thing to do early too, because if they don't talk, someone's going to I think that's a good, and especially if you're switching everything, grab a guy. Like,
yeah.
We can switch it back later. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And I found that doing the 2-2-1 falling back, I mean, you're almost matched up with someone anyway.
Right.
And so it was just easier just to go in man. We do sometimes go to zone, but you don't play a very good zone. It just
turns. No, and I would work. That would be, again, that's like a change up. That's like a force left, force right only. Those are good change ups in the second round. I like those things in my back pocket for I'm playing team X the second time. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to throw a 2-3 zone at you for a minute and a half. Cause I didn't do it at all the first game. And now it's like, oh, you know, or I haven't seen it in the scouts or anything like that.
Right.
That's where I like to keep that in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just for something, even if it's not very good, you can do it for like a minute and it just throws teams off. Maybe it gives your star player a little rest or something.
Yeah. So those were the biggest, the only big questions I had is trying to implement those. Cause it was, the transition defensively was difficult.
Have you done it where you could send me tape and I could look at it?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find some.
Yeah. Find me something and I'll, you know, I'm off this week. I could take a quick look and jot a couple notes down to you and send you some,
okay,
what I see. Yeah, I would love to do that. So,
okay. Yeah. And the other thing I called you earlier in the month. No, it was probably a couple months ago. We talked about transition offense.
Okay.
And that's actually been, we talked about just getting our wings wide and then just running our five man to go ball screen or play some action with the ball that we kick to the corner.
Yeah.
Which has been good.
Has it? And have you thought of, we're playing around with two-sided break too.
I haven't messed around with that much.
Yeah, put one guy in the baseline, one guy in the wing on the same side.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does is it opens up the other side. We're thinking of this because I have a Division I point guard that's going to be a junior, and we're thinking of doing that a little bit to give him some more space. That's the funny part. Last night we were talking about how Brett, who's like a coach in Illinois and has won, he was like 30-3 last year, great team. And he goes, I can never get anything out of that big guy going to the paint. I go, because it never works. Just clogs things up. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's a great idea as far as trailer, high post, screen, maybe same side.
If you go same side, you're attacking to the weak side with your point guard.
Yeah. And then you got another guy in the baseline. So you the first guy goes corner, second guy goes corner, third guy goes same side ball.
Mm-hmm.
So you got two guys on one side. So you have a baseline and a wing, or you can even the first two guys down can go baseline wing, and it leaves that whole other side open.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're ending up with, because we're just running our five man and just having him stop right at the top of the key and just park it there. So
and it's if leaving you space, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've got then our point guard. If we can't go corner on ball side, that's our weak side. If he can go corner, then he passes corner and he'll just field to the opposite side, which gives us a corner. Plus he's a wing. Plus we have our four man, so we're loaded up on them. So then we have a weak side with just the ball, and we're running our five man over for some ball screen or some throw and goes or things like that.
Yeah, I bet you're getting good looks on that.
Much better.
Yeah.
Just to get the five man the hell out of the paint. Just
right. They just clog things up.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't mean to, but they do. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. And if you don't, and I've done, and I've charted this too. If you don't score in that first 7 to 9 seconds, it's got to be boom, 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 boom. And if you don't, then you might as well just get into your offense at that point for the most part. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. Yeah.
Awesome.
I will going to bug you another time about some team chemistry type stuff.
Okay.
As far as what you require your captains to do. And
yeah, and, let's do that. And send me some tape and I'll look at it. I'll definitely look at it this week. Okay.
Awesome.
Thanks, Coach. See ya.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Bye. Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying this. If you are, maybe go over and check out Coach Collins' other podcasts, Teacher Side Gig and High School Hoops. Subscribe, like, leave a 5-star review. Maybe. And then also you can go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay. Round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire. Huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.